On today's show, why hydraulic brakes are on the way out. You won't believe who leads all automakers in net profit margin, and Scion is helping to cut time spent at the dealer in half. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 3rd of 2015. A few weeks back, we reported that German luxury rivals BMW, Audi, and Mercedes were teaming up to purchase Nokia's map business. And now it's official. The automakers bought the unit, called HERE, for $3.1 billion. Each will hold an equal stake in the company, and the transaction is expected to be completed early next year. The car makers acquired it to help it with their autonomous and connected car efforts, but also because automakers are growing increasingly concerned about Silicon Valley companies disrupting their business. They want to keep driver data for themselves and not share it with Google or any other high-tech startup. You know, people love a new car, but hate the time it takes to buy one. And it's no wonder why. The average car buyer spends 4 hours at the dealer. That's why Scion is trying to cut down on that time with a new pilot program at 60 of its dealers called Pure Process Plus. This allows the customer to do most of the legwork on the web. Here's Doug Murtha, the Group VP of Scion, explaining how it works.
Pure Process Plus is essentially a portal that allows the customer to build their vehicle, find it in local dealer inventory, apply for financing and secure financing, again remotely, secure a price, and where it's allowed, actually even take delivery of the vehicle at their home.
And so far, the results have been pretty positive. About 50% of buyers using Pure Process Plus were at the dealer 2 hours or less. The company is still working on refining the process, but hopes to roll it out to more dealers in the first half of next year. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Honda posted its quarterly earnings, and the results are pretty good. The Japanese automaker sold more than 1.1 million vehicles, a gain of 5% compared to a year ago. Its revenues jumped 15%, topping $30 billion. Its operating profit fell just short of $2 billion, a 16% gain, and its net profit hit $1.5 billion, up nearly 20% compared to last year. Analysts were anticipating that Honda's profit would take a hit due to costs related to the Takata airbag recalls and quality issues with the fit. But the company says it was able to overcome those issues thanks to strong sales in North America, especially the new HR-V and a weak yen. You know, one way to compare how well a car company is being run is to look at its net profit margin. This measures the percentage of revenue a company can keep after it's paid all its bills. And amazingly, Hyundai tops the list with the highest net profit margin in the global industry. Renault also scores surprisingly well. The industry average is 5% profit margin, right where Honda and Ford are. While Porsche and Audi perform very well, the VW Group as a whole is below average. And FCA's 1% profit margin helps explain why Sergio Marchionne is out looking for a partner. That's about the same profit margin as the average grocery store. And make sure you check out our coverage of the car management briefing seminars. John will be interviewing executives from Mitsubishi Electric, Audi of Mexico, and Honda Manufacturing today. So keep checking out Autoline.tv as we post the latest automaker interviews hot off the conference floor. Coming up next, a look at why brake-by-wire for cars is just around the corner.
Hey! Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Dan Sandberg, the president and CEO of Brembo North America. And like a lot of components in cars today, he says brakes will soon be electronically controlled.
I think you will see, you know, brake by wire within the next 10 years, if not shorter. You're seeing it now with the electronic parking brake. You're seeing it with, you know, we have a parking brake, for example. It's motorized. There's no cable, if you will, for that. Flip a switch, motor locks on. So, and, you know, if you want to look at racing, we like to look at racing because we think if it's good enough to race in, it's probably good enough to put on your cars. You know, you look at the F1 cars, you know, those are brake by wire. There's backup systems, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of electronics in those vehicles, and, you know, they're different components, and as they move more and more and closer to full brake by wire, there's different areas, you know, where you see electronics is coming into play. You're going to see it in normal vehicles.
What's the advantage of brake by wire? Is it just the weight of a hydraulic system? You're replacing that largely with a wire?
Well, number one is you lose the hydraulic system, you know. So now will you lose it immediately? I doubt it. It's probably similar to airplanes, you know, where you have electronics, you'll have backup hydraulics. But at the end of the day, the responsiveness. Also, you're going to be able to integrate it, again, right into your electronics in your system. So, you know, you'll be able to, do you want, what kind of pedal feel do you want, John? You know, do you want soft pedal feel? Do you want immediate? You want that bite that Brembo is known for? Then you maybe put performance brake. So you can actually program it in your system. And it'll go along with everything else. Do you want a sport ride? Do you want a, you know, medium sport ride? Do you want a soft ride? Do you want a floating ride? You know, then you can adjust it and everything can be electronically controlled.
There's a lot of great info about Brembo in that show, so check it out now on our website or on our YouTube channel. Speaking of After Hours, if you're a gearhead, you won't want to miss this week's show. Our special guest is Jason Fogelson, the author of the book 100 Things for Every Gearhead to Do Before They Die. So what items are on his bucket list? Tune in this Thursday on Autoline.tv to find out. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great day.